time, but the story has its birth when the tale of Halley's Comet passed too close to planet Earth. And I was caught by gravity and pulled into a cloud, which soon became too dense, and all the drips like me rained down to the sea. And I dove in and swam around in blissful glee for a thousand years or more, until a whale swam under me. He surfaced, and then I was sneezed way up into the air. I was lifted higher by the wind and evaporated there. I drifted over the mountains where the air gets icy cold. I grew six lovely lacy points and floated down as snow. I laid there in that pristine place about a month or so, till I felt the warm rays of the sun and I began to flow. I melted and I sank into the mountainside below. Down and down into the deep dark aquifers I go. I swam in the warm womb of this world until I felt a bump. I was swooshed up to the surface by an irrigation pump. I splashed into a ditch, and then how lucky could I be? I drifted to the bank where I was sucked up by a tree. I traveled up the trunk along a branch into a plum, was harvested, made into juice, and sat on a store shelf glum. I was drank up by a 9-year-old and stayed in him a year, until he bumped his head and I was cried out as a tear. I was wiped up with a handkerchief and tossed into the wash, then spun around in a dryer and blown outside with a cough. I sure will miss that kid, I thought as I was whisked away. I rained down on a place called Cape Canaveral next day. I drifted into the cabin just before they shut the door. The rocket blasted off and I was a pancake on the floor. I floated in the cabin like a weightless wobbly bubble. They mopped me up and jettisoned me, and I thought, I'm in trouble. I floated in the endless void up above the world so high, until I saw my old friend Halley's Comet passing by. I hitched a ride, and as we headed off to outer space, I looked back at the Earth once more. I'll miss that beauty.